Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We receive this grace on the whole continent of Africa, in order for God's kingdom to be known on this earth, in the name of Jesus.
So
Moses was teaching us how to apply grace to our needs. Whether it's for assignment on earth or it is for anything, we want to be different, we want to excel. We don't want to be part of the mortality rate, we don't want to be part of the poverty rate and the whatever thing and the day's wages and all that. We will be different.
Hallelujah. Na Mose kyerɛ sɛ saa dumi onyame de ba ye betumi ama ayɛ adwuma sronko bi wɔ yɛ so enti nkrofo esu sɛ ohia dɔso ne yɛnka ho nkrofo esu sɛ nkwala wuwu kɔsɔ kɔ yɛnka ho nkrofo esu sɛ emua na atua bebrebe yɛnka ho ɛsa sɛ onyame ayɛ sie sɛ adom ɛ wɔ yɛ so nti
Judges chapter 6 and then verse 17, this is Gideon speaking.
Gideon ekase.
There we come across the word grace also.
Na hosu ye hu adom kasa ni bi wo ho.
Gideon says that if I have found grace in your sight, then show me a sign.
Gideon says se manya adom wo wanim de na na ye bibi ma me hu.
If I have found enabling power,
se manya tumi ahu aden ni de a,
then give me a proof. I want to prophesy to somebody that God is going to give you a proof.
I receive it.
You did not hear me. I said I am prophesying to you that within a matter of 7 days, God is going to give you a physical proof of the spiritual grace that is coming upon your life.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. Gideon says that if I have kingdom currency, then give me a sign.
Now Gideon si onyame se sa adomi aye ahenie sika manya bidia anya mami hu bibi.
Because every currency has got a sign.
A sign says sika biara bibi waso aye sronko.
The sign of the dollar is an S with two lines, parallel lines.
Se uhu dollar ne sign no aye S ene ye twam mienu line mienu twam.
The sign of our Ghana city is GH with a C and then a diagonal line.
Na Ghana de unya G kese abaku di H na watwasi ni watwam wom.
Now, anytime you see some figures and you see an S with two parallel lines, it is a sign that this is dollar.
Now, uhu 2345.00. Now, ne hasi enu ya chura S ni etwemienua chase dollar.
Now, I prophesy unto you that people are going to look at your life and they are going to see a sign that will make them know.
Yes.
That you are rich in grace.
I receive it. Now, Oshan Koma Gusu say, any papa who be bisronko, say when Yamia Dumne Yakasi power also.
Because grace is a spirit. Zechariah 12 verse 10 says that the spirit of grace.
Now, can Zechariah was
so grace when it's upon you and you do not have a sign of it, it cannot be seen by anybody. That is why I prophesy that within 7 days you shall see a sign.
Receive it. And nothing I'm saying will come say one who be.
The sign may be something very small, like a man's hand in the sky. Merci. But it is a sign that there is an abundance of rain coming upon your life. Look out for God's sign. Because I've told you that God cannot give you anything except his riches in glory. And what he is rich in, the Bible says about God who is rich in grace.
Hallelujah.
But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches, not in Ghana, but his riches in glory.
Hallelujah.
From today onwards, understand, no, anytime you want something from the Lord, he cannot give you those physical things like car or whatever thing. He can only impart grace unto you.
Hallelujah.
And when you have this grace of the Lord Jesus, you can receive whatever thing that Jesus Christ bought on the cross for us. Romans chapter 5 verse 20. The Bible says that where sin abounds, grace much more. I love it.
Hallelujah.
I love it. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. This is good news for somebody. Because sin is basically talking about human weakness.
It
says that when humanness abounds, when human weakness is abounding, then the divine ability, God's enabling power, is going to abound much more beyond your human weakness, so that you are able to manifest the kingdom of God irrespective of your weakness, irrespective of your background, irrespective of the weakness of your life. God says that my grace is able to abound beyond sin, beyond human weakness, so that you can be able to kingdomize wherever you go.
And it's a man when he pursues my way, I'm running.
I said it's good news for us, ladies and gentlemen, because the weaker your life is, the weaker your background is, the more human you exhibit your life, the greater kingdom currency you are to have to overwhelm the humanness.
Thank you, Jesus. Asemi asemi de. Esa semra wuni pesuna ma wa yemre. Na ucho wu baby echa. Wosho we busyani baby a ufi. Usi ay na wedi ame ya den. Na wode wu hotu form no. Sabri no nyamia huwade. O nyamia hini sikane ma adomno. Eba usuna wunya huwade sunkwa. Ube timidia jina wana
isu. I prophesy unto us that there is an enabling power of God that is going to overwhelm your background. It's going to overwhelm the weakness in this world, social world, of the color of your skin. It's going to overwhelm whatever weakness you have, and you are going to do things above your background, above your ability. You are going to do that check. You are going to do that assignment that God has given you. And when it so happens that God energizes you and enables you to do it, and you feel like getting proud, I want you to turn to the front side of the currency and see an unmerited favor. Do not just see an enabling power that overcomes your human weakness, but see an unmerited favor, that it is by the unmerited favor of God that we are able to excel in this world, that we are able to live about the elements of this world, that we are able to have all our needs met. It is not because we are any special people. We are ordinary people with supernatural grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now
let's try and end this thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. The Bible says, I love it. He says that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know the level of his kingdom currency. You know the depth of the grace. He was abounding with all grace. He says, you know, you know his enabling power. You know his divinity. You know that he was a human being, but the anointing of the Lord upon his life gave him an exceptional exceptional capacity above human.
Now, see, wouldn't onyame aduma na ewo Kristo so wonim pa aduma ewo mse no ye nipa de na so esa aduma na ewo no so nti otumi yetra ne na nipa po betumi adwe an obetumi aka ase wonim.
Oh yes, yes, we know wonim. We know the currency of Jesus Christ.
Yenim Kristo sika no didi.
We know that there can be no exchange without money, without kingdom currency.
We know
that on the cross, there was a great exchange.
Because
there was a presence of the great currency, great grace.
Na essa samre na sika ya adum no aheni adum na wo hokese pa.
If you know the level of his kingdom currency, if you know the level of his grace, you will know that he was rich.
Na se wunim adum no se nimpempa so na wo no so a ene na wo behu se no your default.
Jesus had an abundant supply of kingdom currency.
Na no Christo owo aheni sika ni bebrebe kwa.
Pastor, are you preaching today about money?
Now,
I am preaching to you about kingdom currency, something more than money. Yeah. Something that will give you money.
Now, many will come be a so since Sika yedi. I did a bit to me, I want to me and Yesika. I hear you no musica wants them and I'm making.
And you know, Jesus Christ demonstrated this thing in the book of John, chapter 2. Let's go there. Perhaps now, we are going to be rounding up.
Johanna Sempana, Hona Yesu, done with the train.
John, chapter 2, and then verse 11. Let's read verse 11. Because we are very familiar with Jesus Christ turning water into wine.
Yes, all my wine.
Yeah, it's a Sunday school story. So let's read verse 11. It says, this beginning of miracle. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Now look at John chapter 3, the same John chapter
3,
and then verse 2. Now I want you to note this thing before we get to read John 3. I want you to note that Bible says that it was the beginning of miracle. A version says that it was the first miracle that God, Jesus, did.
Now,
look at John 3, verse
2.
This Nicodemus, the same Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher. Oh my God, I thank you. We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles. Please underline these miracles. That's a plural that thou doest, except God be with him.
Na Nicodemus ko Yesu ncha na joko ka chen se ochechire ni minim so bi biere ni ho a obetumi ayen sentre ni bebre yi a wuye che se woni anu ofi onyame ho.
Now look at John chapter 4 verse 54.
It's
going to get good very soon. It says that this is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. So in John chapter 2, Jesus Christ does his first miracle.
Now, what can Johannes say? Part two, you know, Jesus or young centenia edikain.
Now, in John chapter 4, the Bible says that Jesus Christ does his second miracle.
Now, what can count it? Chemuna na wasi Jesus yani centenia niyama etusumienu.
But in between John chapter 2 and John chapter 4, there is a John chapter 3 that Nicodemus, who was a learned person, who was a leader, a grown up, he made an observation. His observation was that it wasn't just one miracle that Jesus Christ did in John chapter 2.
Yeah.
It says these miracles. These miracles. Chapter 2 of John says that this is the first miracle. Chapter 4, it records the second miracle. But in chapter 3, Nicodemus is using a plural to say that this miracle, what miracles is Nicodemus talking about?
Okay, kind, Timmy, no, I was see, yes, you, yeah, now, one, my dear, Dick, kind. Okin kan enaina o si yesu ye na nwanwade atusu mienu na so oba mfifi wa Nicodemus boho wo si ei wo ye sentreni bebrebe na ye bisase e de sentreni bebrebe na na Nicodemus e ka ho asem.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, time will fail me to go into the very nitty-gritties of these things, but I want you to understand that when God performed the first miracle, in fact, in the Hebrew Greek, the word beginning is the same word that is translated principle. He was given a principle about miracles. The principle is that when he does one miracle, it isn't just one. It is a cluster of miracles. So that you can look at it and you think that it is one fruit. It is just like the fruit of the vine that he turned water into wine. The fruit of the vine. It's a cluster of fruits. You just take one cluster and you can call it a fruit. Singular. But you know that on it, there are individual nuts that make up the total fruit. Like the fruit of the Spirit is one single, but you and I know that it is made up of different members that constitute one fruit. That is what Nicodemus saw, that the miracle of changing water into wine was not just one miracle, but there was an outbreak of miracles all over from that one miracle, in such a manner that Nicodemus says to Jesus, after he has just done one miracle, he says that these miracles, the principle, the principles of miracles is that God does not just give you one breakthrough. Look hard, because when you find a breakthrough here, it's a cluster. It's a principles of miracle. It is different grapes together to make the wine that you are enjoying. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Wow, tell them something.
Nicodemus who ya na yadea eyade who ya see bibi the principle. And he said idea ya ye ni di so ni di so yadea da ho. And you can say emra Yesu asisa and so ni ye wine no Nicodemus when one dear back question say what dey fan say omo na egu sorry them ho nyina ware say ya obi onu wine ni bibia na ware ye ye ntio ye ade abako na so etumi ye adwuma bebrebe eno ti sa no pache say sa eduaba na say ye ka say fruit of the spirit na ade abako na oka na so ye hu nyoma bebre odo abotoyem nyama ni nyina bubobobobom na ye ade abako ye eduaba ye susunkonko no eno ti say onyame ade abako a to say me boss, we all say, I suck your wife, I suck your children, I suck all of you. And not this one, you're not going to promote you. Or promote you, or promote you, or promote you, or push your phone. That son of one, you're not
going. You have got it now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is to make you to understand that when he saves you, your spirit is not just saved. He has redeemed you from financial bondage. He has redeemed your mind. He has freed your family. He has freed. It's a cluster of blessing in the miracle of salvation.
Hallelujah.
I think I have an idea of what Nicodemus was seeing. Because let's just use our mind a little to reason some things out. The Bible says that there was a wedding in Canaan and the mother of Jesus was there. It makes me to understand that the mother of Jesus took the lead.
Na ose na I from you Kenya. Na na Yesu mami o hoche se Yesu mami o di kanja Yesu kra.
And then the Bible says that, and both Jesus and his disciples were called. It means that that wedding was not just an open to all. It was by invitation.
Na sa wedding enya di aye ya announce wedding so bi amra bi. Eye wedding a chise ye frew ansa wakobi.
When a wedding is by invitation, ladies and gentlemen, they know that they are 200 people, and so they make provision of wine for 200 people.
And what you say, yeah, the invitation brought Ebra Ifra, and I said dinner, Ifra three dinner. Not just say a man or henu, a cardia, a Daniel Wohonin answer your henu.
When they ran out of wine, Mary, who had taken the lead and was in the preparation of this wedding, came to Jesus and told Jesus that they don't have wine. Why did he come to Jesus? He should have gone to the couple.
Now,
but the couple, they were broke. You let's go. You let's go.
Mary, ni wohu pa. Esa se mra san saye no. Wanko ay frukuni ay friyero. Esa se na omkoto kwa mnye. Eno ti wako Yesu ho straight ho si Yesu san san.
Are you broke?
What do you mean, Jesus? I'm not broke.
Then invite the grace of the Lord Jesus into your marriage.
Merci. And then I'm going to be a domino emra wa wari emwe.
Hallelujah. Now, if the Bible tells us that it was the first miracle, it means that Mary had not seen a miracle from Jesus Christ before.
Now, the Bible says, "Weye, no ma Yesu ye di kandi anache se Mary ohu angwangwadi anai Yesu aye ni bida."
And it also means that when she came to tell Jesus that they have no wine, he was not expecting a miracle from Jesus.
Na echeso no so beka chire Yesu se nkrofo ni ninsa no. Nya nya dia wo hwehwe bibia fi Yesu ho.
I can give you an idea of what Mary expected.
Na me pese me chire wa dia na Mary wo hwehwe.
Mary knew that Jesus had got money.
Na Mary nim se ne ba no wo sika.
Oh yeah.
Oscar.
Right from his infancy, the first, the anointing on him, the first thing it attracted was gold. When he was 2 years, gold from the treasuries of kings.
Na ne woman say yes, Oscar pa. Esan say ya wo no no. Nyansa for me nsa na ebesra no no di kan ba ye na chedo yiye ye gold. Sikakoko.
He knew Jesus Christ had money because the first anointing that Jesus Christ exhibited was an anointing to break poverty. He says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The poor, they do not have money to finance the gospel. If Jesus is preaching the gospel to the poor, he must have some money of his own.
Na onyamia se mayati ase wasi onyamia susu nkukwa banoso na mani tumi se wanka onyamia se
So when Mary told the servants that whatever he tells you, do it, he was expecting that when Jesus sends them, they will go and buy some.
Na emra Mary kachere nkrofoni sa dibi obeka cho se munye bia munye no nim se obeyi ni sika ni bia so am so omkoto nsan ni bimra eya wine no misrao.
Now, when Jesus had turned the water into wine and they ascended it to the governor in fulfillment of protocol, the governor of the feast, not the bridegroom, but the governor of the feast. The Bible makes us to understand the governor made a statement to the bridegroom that, oh, normally what happens as our wedding also goes is that they serve the cheap wine first. And when men are drunk, then they bring in. So at the point of bringing in something else, the quality wine of Jesus, the people there were already, their heads were down, their hands were dangling. Do you understand that? Because this bridegroom is like a DJ. He is used to just being MC of a wedding. He knows that, look, when the fresh consignment is coming, then the people are boozed. It makes us to understand that at the time of the introduction of Jesus' quality wine, the people were almost gone.
The woman said, "Emra ya den sanu kwama MC no. Na na o se MC na o se wo kana no ansa. Na na ne o ho ne se, wo be di kan de nsa na be bu o mu na ba. Enti e kire die na be ba no mu abudada. Na onu na ye ne nwanwa se ah. Asase die ye na mu nya yie papa. Na fe die ne o de ba ye die tija. O na chese wan ye ni e sanse nkrofo no mu abu awie. Enti o mu tisisi fom ti ne be ye kire die e be ha hom. E mu awu."
Now, why Jesus Christ told the servants, go and fill six water pots of stone. They were not things that you carry. They were like ankara, big. So you take a smaller thing and you go and carry water and put it there and pour it inside. They were doing it in a common hall, I want to believe. So the Jews, you know, they wash their feet before they enter to eat and all that. So the six water pots containing two or three firkins apiece, they were there. The Bible says Jesus told them, fill it with water, and they filled it. Listen very carefully. The Bible says to the brim. It wasn't that later Jesus, maybe he was looking corner and went to pour some dye into that, and he poured some sugar and he steady quickly or something like that. I mean, this was a water container. It wasn't the wine container that you say that maybe there is some lees, that's the deposit of the wine at the bottom, that when you pour water on it, then you'll get some wine, at least some diluted wine. This one was a container for water. Six water pots. I read two great commentaries that one of them put one water pot of stone at 20 gallons, containing 20 gallons. So six meant that Jesus provided 120 gallons of quality sweet wine from Normandy in France. Quality. Yeah, quality wine. Very quality wine. Six to the brim. Six. Another commentator said that no, it was between 106 and 162 gallons of drink at the time the people's head were down. Was the idea Jesus, did he want to just comatose them? Did he just want to boost them? That wasn't the idea. Jesus wanted to give them some finances. You are small boys, you are broke. You are broke. I'll give you 162 gallons. Because these people, they can't drink anymore. Go and sell the rest. And sell the rest and make some money. Because all your money is finished. Jesus, his grace is wonderful. Hallelujah. Out of the excess, like he multiplied this little boy's five loaves and two fishes. You think the 12 baskets went where? It went to the little boy. He had enough. He couldn't eat that bread. You know what he did? He sold it. Yes. He sold it. Sisi Atompano, the pano is there. 12 baskets. These were not ordinary big baskets. Full of bread. A big water pot. And this cup of quality wine that everybody in whatever wedding that is going on, they will just be serving this wonderful wine. You say, yeah, pastor, does it mean that we can drink? No, you can't drink. In the Old Testament, drinking was not necessarily forbidden except for priests. In the New Testament, we are all priests. Drinking, forbidden.
Amen.
Tell them something.
Nia wamuni se, nia wuni se, nsuo na, anase, ankura na, yesu ma omudi nsuo gumu no, ankura jufu, anuso omu ye bibia, omu de wuhu omu na wuhu omu asumni adian sana omu edidi, ana omu ako, akwe ye bibi omu ye. Eniti ankure nene nyadi ya obeka se nensa omu na no omu shishefi mu ansana, yesu kasa omu fensu nguwe ya ankure, ankure pa politank. Ne omu se ne mama mama. Ne mkrofoni se insuna meye matototo, ne nyadi ya obeka se ne ebi wasia, yesu shedade nensa fasie, enu nunu mudi ya sikre fre mudi yeyi, dae gugu mwane dani wine debi. Na ni woman se, emra yesu dani insani wye, nunu obi ya abuwe wye. Na yanka hon se, oma 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 ya yifronu sune shini omu, Kofi Brookman. No omu nisika, eniti yesu ye sadie ni se beya, ensana ebe kanu. Oma ye de, oma tumia ton, enye bi, enye sika, edi abo oma tasu. Yesu ye sadie, yesa se, e yadi ohu omu hao, ena o ye bibidi faun. Sara na bofrana, no kuta panu na brodonu. Enu su yesu ye, orie nini na bebre kae. No sandi nini ama abofrano koto ino se nye sikade manu. Abofrano. Enu ti, ye huse yesu ne juma abenye su obeku hiyanu. Obeku ahuchirenu. E yadi odi hu juma wasani yoma mienu yase.
Jesus killed it.
Na yesu okunu.
He demonstrated the grace of Jesus Christ.
Na ochre aduma ne wani suse.
He demonstrated that he had kingdom currency to obtain things from the kingdom of God. He is able to make all grace abound towards you.
Na ye ohuse owotumi obetumi dia ji adum no ama wa ma adum na ye kese wo wo su wa kwanyi na mu.
And I want you to know that all grace is coming upon your life.
Na me baso woti asese adum nyinara eba wo so.
The final thing saying before we pray is that you can partake in somebody's grace. Philippians 1:7, Paul says that you Philippians people, you are partakers of my grace. It is just like I can take my money and give it to you that go and spend it to meet your need. You are a partaker of my money.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Money is similar to kingdom currency.
Na sika eya dia ni suni ne banete se onyame ana hini sika nu su bi.
Money is for the human kingdom to be established. Grace is for God's kingdom to be established.
Na sika e wo ho se be ya wasase su onipa ana se onyame ahini e bebe mu wasase su na adom so e ma onyame ahini nu so eye.
Paul had this grace of the Lord Jesus Christ upon his life.
Paul onyasa Christo adumi bi wana braboso.
He told the church in Philippi, "You are partakers of my grace."
Na wakache Philippo asore ne se madumu no eyade amunya humfasobi.
Paul's grace was the grace of man's liberation.
Na eya Paul na dumne na yade a etumi agyinkrofo bebre efinkwaso.
Because in Acts chapter 16 he was in Philippi. That's how the church in Philippi was born. So when he said you are partaker of my grace, he's talking about a certain grace. A certain grace that he's just doing praises and things will shake. And irrespective of your crime, you may have been a murderer, but irrespective of it, because there is abundance of grace, all of you, your chains go off. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.